You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Welcome back to Wig Packers podcast. Sorry, it took me a long time to get that out. With your host, Daniel Coy. Hello. So today's topic is... what a day. What a day. So it's technically Tuesday, but it's our Monday. You know, we were off. Still good background. So woke up around 4:15 a.m. Got up. Got ready, went to work. Before 7 a.m., my job was basically done, to be honest. Did a haircut, did another style, and I had to change rooms up and down to accommodate for actors, which is all fine and daily, you know. Thank goodness, this is the first time the show that I'm currently on has filmed in New York. So, back in the city, fun times, but it was a short day, nice short day, like really short day, like a straight 8, for those of you in the industry. Most of our contracts, we are guaranteed 8 hours a day, like contract minimum. So whether you work 2 hours or 5 hours, you know, you get paid for 8. So we worked 8 today, which is great for us. Have a nice early day. But that's not where my day ends. So right now, the projects I'm juggling is I have an event at the Soho House. So I have 32 managers I have to do hair and makeup for, and I have 96 staff members. So I'm building my team from past years, new years, new people, to make that happen for the Halloween shindig. On top of that, I got asked to do a wig for a client for her Halloween show that she's doing. So I'm working with her. I'm working with the hair designer, her hairdresser, you know, so we're trying to make all that happen. I have 2 other clients that I'm working with to make some amazing, flawless hairlines. So, yeah, I'm juggling all those right now, including, you know, trying to keep up with social media and podcasting and just trying to stay sane. So, you know, basically, I ran around the city. I'm like, it never works out where I can actually, like, go there and actually do my own bubble template that I want. So today was great. I got to do it. I got to go. I guess I got to meet some other individuals in the industry. You know, it's a different part of the industry. I've never done that kind of work. How do I say it? Like, I've never done like a talk show, you know, I've never worked on a talk show. I don't know how that works. I don't know the rules, the regulations. I truthfully don't know anything about it. So I kind of was just doing a fitting, you know, doing my little bubble fitting. So I had to wait for the taping to be over and whatnot. So I'm just sitting there and, you know, gossiping, talking, you know, meeting new people, new, makeup artists, hairdressers, you know, just meeting people, you know, networking, so to speak. So I don't know. Well, we're going to let this air anyway, because I don't know if it is really weird to your ears. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to fix it. But it was just very, very, like, I don't want to say confusing, but it was just rough. You know, everyone and everyone's ego and my ego trying not to, like, you know, I'm there as a guest and trying to be calm and, like, not be, you know, I had a name dropper who just, I mean, every name. I'm like, holy crow, you've done everyone and you're here. And, you know, then we have other people who think I'm trying to, I don't know, maybe take their client. I'm like, what? Negative. You know, and or they don't know me. And then we do, you know, oh, what's your social media handle? Oh, that always opens up a can of worms. You know, if you're trying to do a job, one job, and, you know, all these things come into play. So it's been a day. Right now it is 6:42 p.m. So I've been up for over 12 hours, and I have to be at work at 5 a.m., which, thank God, it's at the studio, so it's pretty close. But still, you know, it was a long day. Very long. So we'll... Oh, and I have to do another Halloween costume, or hair and makeup. Hair? Yeah, facial hair and a wig. On top of that, with very specific things. So it's going to be great. So that was my day today. I feel like I was just venting to you all, but, like, you got to keep it moving, keep it jiving, keep it, you know, I mean, instead of one job, I'm seeing how long it's going to take to get to the other job, as I'm getting emails from people who are saying, I can't do it, but I want to do it, and, oh, goodness. So, sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's a lot on the plate. I feel having a creative mind and being so not cool with just, like, you know, the 9-to-5 thing. You know, I just gotta keep moving, keep it jiving, keep all the plates spinning. I mean, I don't have enough limbs to spin these plates at this point. Right now, I'm just hoping they're spinning over there in the corner. I'm just trying to just keep them all afloat. Yeah. That's been my day, guys. So if you have any questions, comments, queries, concerns, I'd love to hear them. Please email me or hit me up on one of the social media platforms. Instagram, Daniel Coy Official. Yes, because someone took my name. I don't know who. They've posted one thing. And then we have Facebook, Daniel Coy. And then we have Wig Hackers as well. At Wig Hackers, and then the private forum as well, with more fun, exciting things. So yeah, so till next time, toots magoots.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.